Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn is behind the glass. We got a lot to do today. Another pair of tickets to give away to the Jordan Mailata concert tomorrow night. We'll tell you about how. Yeah, you're laughing again. We'll tell you how we're giving those away. Elliot will join us in studio at 11. Tough loss for the Phils last night. We got a lot to discuss here. And top 11 week, of course, next week. And we have a little hypothetical to throw at you for that. All right, Hugh, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. I'm a little sad, Joe, because yesterday was the last live update for my game, Destiny. Mm-hmm. It's a wrap. This is the last live update. So, you know, me and my clan members, we were on there trying to play yesterday.
2 days in a row?
But nobody was on yesterday. So hopefully today we get some Destiny in.
So, like, can I call them your friends or your group?
The clan.
Your group, your friends. They didn't join you?
My clan.
Like, after you poured your heart out on the show, they all I got better stuff to do.
I sent y'all memes and stuff. No, I think what it was, because yesterday was the last live update, and I was a little behind, so I think in order for me to get caught up with the storyline, mm-hmm. I have to move ahead and figure it out. I haven't figured that out yet.
So you have stuff to do?
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
All right. Well, I'm glad for you that you can get there, and I'm feeling for you, Hugh, that your game is going to end here. I'm also feeling for all of us, because we have a situation to monitor here in Philadelphia.
Is that the fire alarm going off?
It's not, but I think the fire alarm might actually be there for a reason. I'll just put it that way. All right, Hugh, so we're going to have Elliot in at 11. And, before we get into, can we just hear what Elliot said yesterday after news shows? Elliot was at Eagles OTAs, the Eagles at minicamp, the mandatory minicamp yesterday. They're going to have one more practice today. And listen to Elliot when asked by Spike and Ike, anything stand out of practice? Here's what he said.
What do you think the biggest thing about practice was today?
Other than my hair.
Other than your hair.
Yeah. The defense is absolutely cooking the offense. Like, they had to, in my opinion, I'm not on the field, so I can't hear the exact logic, but they went like a half hour late today. And I think it was so the offense could get some good reps at the end of practice.
Oh, man.
Those
practices.
Well, it should be, right? I mean, defense has been together for that.
Yeah,
already
so you
a
would
good
expect
unit.
That. You yeah, would yeah. expect that. But so Jalen was 14-19, zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. The offensive line, I feel like, definitely allowed a lot of pressure on Jalen today. There were probably two or three plays where he was sacked, I think, in a game. Now, you never know. Maybe he gets out of it. He did have a play where he ran today. It looked like a designed quarterback run from under center. So, adding that stuff in there.
What the hell did that look like?
It was like kind of like a bootleg.
Okay.
That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, how the hell did he run from under center?
Yeah, he just, like, rolled out.
So there's Elliot describing practice yesterday. Not a good one for the Eagles offense. Elliot graded Jalen as a D yesterday. Mm-hmm. And just for context, it's not only Jalen, right? Not only Elliot, excuse me. There's a lot of people that cover Eagles practice. We, of course, have Elliot as part of our team here. But Jeff McClain of the Inquirer wrote this yesterday. Hurts threw over and behind a covered by Reek Woolen, Devontae Smith, on two pass plays during 7-on-7s. The second could have been intercepted by post safety Drew Makuba if he was intent on breaking up the pass. There was another toss into traffic that surprised receiver Hollywood Brown and bounced off his shoulders. In team drills, Hurts heaved one ahead of Smith, who had cornerback Quinyon Mitchell on his heels. He later just flicked a pass out of bounds rather than to an open Smith who was near the line of scrimmage. So obviously yesterday wasn't a great day for the offense, wasn't a great day for Jalen Hurts. I'm not sounding the panic button. It's one day OTAs. The Eagles defense, of course, is ahead of the offense. It's a brand new offense. I get all that. Yesterday specifically isn't the big deal. But I do think as we move through this today into training camp 6 weeks from now, I do think it matters how Jalen Hurts and the passing game looks in practice this summer. This isn't like, hey, we'll rev it up when the season starts. No, they have a brand new offense. And there are question marks, I think legitimate ones, about how Jalen will fit in this offense. Mm-hmm. So all this practice stuff matters to me more than it really ever has. I think it matters how Jalen Hurts performs in practice this summer. I don't have to hit the panic button on one day, but I am monitoring this situation more than normal. It's not like this is a quarterback coming back to the same offense and it's like, whatever. No, this is all brand new. So I think this stuff matters. 215-592-9494. There is a sense when Elliot or anybody out that covers Eagles puts out a practice report and it's not favorable. There's a natural reaction to, whatever, it's June. It doesn't matter. I think it all matters as we go towards the season. I think how Jalen looks in practice this summer does matter. Hugh, you've been part of a lot of these practices. What's your take on specifically Jalen, how he looks in practice this summer? Does it matter?
I think it matters because that's the narrative. And you got to follow me with this, because I'm going to say some things that probably a lot of people aren't going to understand, but I'm going to try to explain it the best that I possibly can.
Okay.
There's never been a narrative before when he's been in a new offense. Because this is the, since I've been here, the third offensive coordinator that he's had. Oh, no, wait a minute, It's the fourth. Yeah,
it was Johnson, Moore, Petullo, yes. And now
you're
Mangan.
Right. Yeah, it was the fourth. And the level of scrutiny now, and I understand that, you know, Mangan coming in here, the new innovative guy. But as I recall, the last couple of years that I've been here and he's been in a new offense, there hasn't been this much scrutiny of him in it. And I know it's a small sampling size because it's just yesterday, and yesterday was the first day.
And a little bit last week.
Yeah, a little bit last week.
At the minicamp, yeah.
And one thing you have to keep in mind in all these minicamps is that the defense is always going to be ahead of the offense, especially a defense that has been playing together under the same coordinator for a couple years. Mm-hmm. I think that it doesn't matter, but the level of scrutiny is a lot higher now because the spotlight is on Jalen. Because, Joe, like I said, this isn't Jalen's first offense that he's been in. It isn't. And like I said before, Jalen has never, in the press conferences, said anything glowingly about the offense. He hasn't been a malcontent in it, but he hasn't been like, you know, hey, I'm excited about it. This is the one offense that he's been in that he's been the most excited about. Mm. And I think that right now, with everything, the whirlwind that's going around as far as, you know, the A.J. Brown trade that happened a couple of days ago or whatever, and then the fact that the story came out that Jalen has not in – well, I'm ad-libbing – that Jalen is hard to coach, that the level of scrutiny is a lot higher now because the microscope is on him. And everything that he does is going to be critiqued more because of the offseason that we just had.
So he is, and it will be more critiqued, and there will be more eyes on it. So I understand all that. Two things I will say, though, from what you just said. The first thing is, you said you never have felt this much scrutiny for a practice early, you know, in all the years you've been, you know, back with, you know, here at WIP, four different coordinators. This is the most different offense, right? Like, Kevin Petullo was just running the scheme they ran the year before, and then they got caught because everyone caught up to it. There was nothing new about Kevin Petullo's offense. Now, Kellen Moore there was, right? That the Kellen Moore hue and this one is probably the most different. Because I remember he was talking about how it was 90% different with Kellen Moore, and that's kind of, I guess, similar to this. But Brian Johnson and Kevin Petullo, they were internal hires, was running the same stuff. So that wasn't really new for him. It's just a new person. This is brand new. So for me, there's the sense of, how does he take to all this? And the second thing, and I think this is just what it is, maybe the reason you didn't see as much criticism or reports about him not playing well is because maybe he was playing better then. I remember the one summer where Elliott charted he had a spotless training camp, right?
That might be
zero interceptions.
That might be the case.
I think part of it is he was playing better in summers past or springs past, and this one so far at least seems like he's struggling, which again, none of this is surprising. I mean, if you ask me, Joe, are you surprised Jalen Hurts is off to a slow start in minicamp? No, of course not. Brand new offense. One he's never been in before, terminology, all that. And it's a good defense going against. So I'm not surprised. I'm not hitting a panic button. But I do think all of this matters as we head towards the season. Today, tomorrow, last week, July, August. I'm going to add it all together and have a feeling on him as we enter the season. I'm not just going to dismiss it and say, oh, week one, he'll be ready. I don't know, guys. I don't think that's the way it's going to go. This is all brand new. And then I have this in the back of my head. Dan Orlovsky, you know, a couple days ago, talking about how long this could take for Jalen and the offense to feel comfortable within each other.
And I know Sean, absolutely. I'm a smart guy. I don't know what type of play caller. He's obviously learned under certain very specific offenses and great play callers. But until you do it, we don't know what kind of play call you are. And I have such immense respect for the guys that do that, because I understand how unbelievably challenging it is. So yeah, as much as I sit here and I go offensive line and Saquon and Jalen's proven everybody wrong over the years and still really talented, it is a big giant unknown of, okay, yeah, how is this all going to come together? And do I expect it to be very different in November than September? For sure. I just think it's going to take a long, almost like we saw Caleb start to settle in a little bit more in Chicago. I think that we'll see Jalen in November really start to settle into this style of offense, and Sean learning Jalen as well.
I think he's probably right on that, and that makes total sense. But I also think training camp matters. I think mini camp matters. I think everything matters here. And maybe this is just me. I can only tell you where I come from on this. Hugh, I need to see it to believe it with Jalen in this offense. I need to see it to believe that he's going to execute this at a very high level. You know, that's so when I get reports and I get Elliott and McLean and anyone else down there that has eyes telling me not looking good right now, it brings that skepticism back into my head. Like, is he really going to be able to do this at a high level? And if he was doing it at a high level yesterday, that wouldn't mean it's locked in, but it would at least make me feel like, all right, we're moving in the right direction. And so far, and today I'll have another practice, Hugh, so far it feels like the defense is just way ahead of the offense.
Yeah, but they're always ahead of offense. Like, I mean, that's just how it is because it's more reactionary. Offense is more timing and everything. I just feel like for it being the first day and Jalen getting comfortable with it, it just feels like it's a lot more scrutiny. And that's where, you know, when I talked about a couple months ago about how in order to show the people that this that if Jalen's the problem, you have to kind of show that. And this, to me, is the beginning of that if he doesn't pick this offense.
But who's showing? Like, to me, the reporters are just tweeting or writing what they
saw.
They're
writing what they see, Joe, but the point that I'm making is that this feels a little bit, for this to be a new offense, and we've had a whole lot of new offenses the last couple of years, this feels a little heavy-handed. And I know we know Elliott, this is what Elliott does. I'm not really so much talking about him. I'm not talking about anybody, but it just feels, I guess I am talking about Jeff McLean.
Well, it's whoever was there.
Yeah, it just feels like it's a little bit more heavy-handed when you talk about the critiquing of a new offense and the first day of training camp.
Well,
the first day of OTA.
Yeah, but is the backdrop the question mark of if he could do this? Like maybe that.
No, I mean, it is. Yeah. No, there's a lot in play here. I'm not disputing any of that. I'm just telling you, for me, when I hear it, because this is not new for Jalen.
But I guess, this is new for Jalen here. This is brand new.
When you say new, Joe, he's been in three different offenses.
Never anything like this. He's been the least under center quarterback in the league.
Okay, but when we hear when Kevin Petullo, excuse me, when Coach Mannion sat up there and Coach Sirianni talked about this offense, they told us it's going to be a marrying of the two offenses, right?
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
So how different is it when you talk about it's been the same? But you're talking about they made it clear in the last three offensive coordinators that he had that there's a marrying between what his concepts were. If you talk about Coach Goober, Coach Petullo, whoever it was, and Coach Sirianni's meshing of the offense, right? So in my mind, when you say it like that, it's not that much different.
But
it feels different
that.
Now.
I don't believe
it
that.
It feels different now because, like I said, the level of scrutiny that it feels like he's under at this early junction in the season.
Yeah, I just don't buy that OTAs. It's not much different. I think it's extremely different. I mean, they basically lived in shotgun. Now they're going to live under center. I mean, that to me, that is a major departure. Two tight ends, 3%. I mean, I think it's a major departure. This all matters to me. I think this stuff matters as we go towards the season. 215-592-9494. I'm curious, does it matter to you? I mean, look, we could be headed for a summer of two extremes, right? The first extreme is Jalen lights it up. He looks great. And my guess on that is if Jalen lights it up and every day LA comes in here and says he lights it up, people are going to say, MVP, this is the offense for him. He's got it. And if he doesn't, my guess is people are going to say it doesn't matter. That's where my guess is. To me, it all matters. If he looks great, that I think that means he's going to have a great year. If he looks bad, I'm concerned. Kyle, where do you come down as early returns are? The offense is struggling.
I think there's two parts of this. Like, I'm okay with the offense struggling right now.
It makes sense.
I think that's natural. It's fine. Like, they're going to be trying out new things. It's really early on. It's a new offense. But that is the biggest question going into the season is whether or not the quarterback is going to take to this new offense that's unfamiliar for him, uncomfortable for him, maybe. Like, but I think everyone who pretends that it doesn't matter is just plugging their ears and doing the la, 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 I can't hear you. Because I'm with you. Down the line, if we had heard Jalen Hurts is ripping it, like he's going to 100% completion percentage and firing off touchdowns left and right, everyone would be like, we're back. Here we go. Like, it's Jalen season again. Mm-hmm. So I just want everyone to keep that same energy. Like, I'm the same.
Tell him, Kyle.
I'm okay with him struggling right now. I actually think it's a good thing. Like, I want him to try this out. I even think if he throws interceptions, like, it's fine. Like, try and get yourself comfortable in this system. So I'm okay with the struggles early on. But, like, you know, as we start heading deeper into summer, closer to preseason, stuff like that, like, you're damn right I'm going to be paying attention to how he looks. If he's struggling, if it looks like he's taking up the new offense, like, you know, we're going to know. And then We're going to have those joint practices versus Drake May and the Pats. And you know, as much as everyone wants to ignore it,
oh yeah,
we're going to be paying attention to how May and AJ look, and we're going to be paying attention to how Jalen and
We're going to
be paying attention to that, and then we're going to be paying attention to how Jalen and Devontae look. And you know everybody, even though they say it doesn't matter, they want Jalen and Devontae to look better in those joint practices than May and AJ.
I mean, you definitely want that.
Okay,
that's fair.
So if you want that, it matters.
So head in the sand, Douglas over here is not going to work.
Head in the sand,
well, because you know, what I heard in this segment is the messengers are being a little heavy-handed.
Not
the quarterbacks missing the receivers, because that's the story yesterday. Is that not the story?
The story was.
Was yesterday
the first practice?
It was the first of two mandatory minicamps.
Okay, so it felt heavy-handed. Yes, it did.
But hold on a second.
Yes, it did. For the first day of a new offense, yes, it did. It felt a little heavy-handed.
But this isn't a first-year quarterback in the NFL.
No, it's not.
This is a seventh-year player in the league missing open guys.
I am not saying that is not fair.
Well, I mean, I'm just...
I'm not saying that is not fair.
How do you... Journalism expert Douglas, how do you want Jimmy Kemsky and Jeff McClain and Elliott to cover this?
First of all, they
What do you have to say? I'm curious.
First of all, they can cover it the way that they want to cover it.
All right.
But all I'm saying is this is not the first year that we've covered Jalen in a new offense.
No, but you have to acknowledge this is way different.
The only difference is, wasn't Kevin Petullo a first year offensive coordinator?
The scheme is like night and day compared to what they've done.
And we were told.
They're all talking about it.
We were told.
Stop with this meshing.
We weren't told that from Coach Sirianni and Coach Mannion.
Weren't
we told that before?
But that's not what they're doing. That's not what they're doing.
I hear you.
If they're meshing it, that's worse. Because shouldn't the concepts be familiar to him of the ones that they kept?
That
would make it worse.
What I'm saying is this, and I'm going to keep saying it.
Okay.
This feels a little bit more heavy-handed given the fact that we've been down this road.
Softball Douglas over here.
Several times before. It's not a softball, but I just see, I have vision. I'm playing the long game.
What long game?
You're not saying, tried to tell you before. Remember a couple days ago when I said, in order for you to see if Jalen's not playing in this offense well, they're going to have to show the people
Are you back to benching Hurts for Dalton, which you've now hit on 3 days this week?
Man, listen. All I'm saying is, in order to grease these skids, if you're trying to grease them, it started yesterday.
I don't think anyone's trying to grease anything.
Conspiracy theory.
I think the quarterback's missing open guys.
Saying, if you want to grease these skids, Joe,
no.
It started yesterday.
I want to say
with Kimski and Dove Kleiman, whoever else.
Dove Kleiman. It's freaking like AI model on Twitter. Are you crying narrative?
I'm not crying narrative.
This is a joke.
I'm just saying.
Jalen throws the ball to the other team. Narrative. Reporters on the tape.
I just see what's happened. That's why I got vision. Y'all not gonna bully me today. I see what I see.
I think you're trying to bully the Eagles beat.
I'm not trying to bully
into telling
the Eagles
them what
beat
you want to hear.
Well, what's more likely? The Eagles beat. The Eagles beat reporters are all good narrative planners.
Only one I exclude from being a narrative-driven individual is Elliot Shore.
That's right. What?
That's bastion the only one of journalism.
Because he is, that's right.
That's
you
right.
Beat me to it. He is the only stand-up guy out there that I know, that I acknowledge.
Well, you're completely ass backwards today, so you can't be.
I only acknowledge ESP as a journalist when they talk about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Everybody else got that narrative they got going.
More likely, just a quick question, then we'll go right to the phone lines. What's more likely? The beat reporters are spinning a narrative, or Jalen is not picking up this offense very quickly. But the fact that there's a hesitation here is
okay,
remarkable.
Joe. Like, listen, I acknowledge that there is a growing pain with this offense.
Okay,
but he's had a new coordinator the last couple years,
this
and I've never heard them
talk
nasty about him at the beginning of OTA.
What's nasty?
He's throwing picks,
you know,
and
what?
He's looking
That's
terrible.
This is Xavier in Tampa yesterday.
This is not Xavier in Tampa.
The narrative.
I'm just trying
the vitriol.
To tell you,
Xavier's like, get him, Hugh!
Be nice to Jalen.
Joke.
I can see the forest for the trees. Y'all just can't. I'm just vibrating on a different plane
you
right now.
You are blind as a bat.
And I'm not going to let you bully me today, right, Kyle. It's not going to be no bullying today.
Let's go to Will. I'm tired of this. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, what's up, Will.
Man? Oh, man, let me just say this, right? With Jalen. Mm-hmm. If I was you, Jalen, I would learn this offense. Because just like with Saquon, right? No, I'm serious. Listen to what I got to say, right? With Saquon, they wasn't expecting the run to be that way when we won the Super Bowl because it was something new. They didn't adjust to it. Under the center opens up so many weapons, man. You could do so many things under the center that the defense will be confused. They don't know what to expect. So you can have a career year here, Jalen, if you learn how to do the under the center snaps, man. I'm trying to tell you, I'm trying to tell you, man.
No, I hear you, dog. I'm with you.
But let me just say this about. I want to say this about AJ. To me, the best Eagle that always was open, that could run the best routes that I ever seen an Eagle run, is Chris Carter. That's the best dude that was always open, that would catch anything, to me. I mean, he may not have that many yards. He was only here 3 years. But to me, Chris Carter, I take him any day over AJ. I just want to say that, AJ. But back to the Eagles, man. Listen, Jalen, all you got to do, bro, is learn the system, bro. I know you can do it. You done had three different offensive coordinators, probably four, since you started. You know what I'm saying? And you did pretty well with all the four that you had. So this may be a fifth one. So make it good on this one, baby. If you want to get paid, you got to do what it takes to win. And also, under the center, listen, it's going to open a lot of run game up for you,
yes,
Jalen.
Yes, it will.
You're going to have to come out of that pocket, baby. You can't stand still in that pocket. Don't be another Wentz, baby. Don't be a statue
back
there.
No, we can't have a Wentz. No, we don't want. Well, you're right. You're right about that. And I think this offense over the year will get better, and it could work. It could work really well. But to me, it matters, and we'll appreciate the phone call, how it looks through the summer, how quickly it's moving in the right direction. 215-592-9494. Does it matter how Jalen Hurts looks in practice this summer? Started yesterday. Practice again today, and before you know it, it's going to be training camp. Does it matter to you how Hurts looks this summer? It does to me. And we have, you know, Hugh crying foul play with the reporters over here. You can get in on all this. Plus, buckle up, Hugh's clues again for a pair of tickets to go see the Mailata Family Foundation concert. Plus, what some Eagles players said yesterday about the offense. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
not freak out. Freak out.
Well, I'm not freaking out yet, but...
It sounded like a little bit.
No. I said I wasn't panicking. I said I wasn't freaking out. But I'm monitoring the situation. I mean, to me, it matters how the quarterback looks in practice. Of course it does. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Hugh not freaking out on the performance, but more freaking out on the perceived media spinning things the wrong way. This guy's unbelievable.
No, I'm just saying it's the greasing of the skin. Not necessarily they're spinning it the wrong way, but it's...
But what skids would they grease? Why would anyone grease a skid?
I think the level of scrutiny is a lot higher than it's been in the past because it's not like we're new to this. This is not like his first year being in a new offense. He's been in a new offense the last 3 years.
But would you acknowledge this one is the biggest departure from anything?
So we've been told.
No.
Well, the fact that, okay, I'll give you this, Joe. The fact that there's been reports that he's been under center a lot more.
Yes, just that.
And the fact that, you know, there's been reports. Now, we also know that a lot of times Jalen doesn't like to be under center because he wants to see the whole field.
Right, yeah.
So now, to me, it's more of an adjustment than anything.
Totally.
He has to adjust to being able to come from under center, mm-hmm. turn around, and then adjust to seeing what he's seeing. That's the first day. I think that it's a little bit heavy-handed because it's the first day of him being in a situation where now – he's dropping back, and he has to survey the field.
So I agree with you on that. And I do think this is a process, and that's why the conversation is really about this summer. It's not just about yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. Yesterday is one particular practice.
And to be fair, the reporters can write what they want to write. I just feel like – I was just like, wow, that's kind of a lot for the first day.
But let me ask you this. Would you say it's a lot if Jalen was lights out yesterday and Elliott or Jimmy Kemsky or Jeff McClain wrote, Jalen had a great day, ball placement was perfect, reads were on time? You wouldn't say that's heavy-handed.
It's got
to work both ways.
You're right, but I would take it with a grain of salt.
That's fine.
Take it with a grain of salt. That's why I'm taking this with a grain of salt.
Okay.
And I'm also pointing out that it just feels like, I'm like, whoa, wow, this ain't the first year he's been in new offense. Just feels a little different.
But this is the first time we wonder, can he do this offense?
Totally agree.
Isn't this the biggest change in offense that he's ever had?
Ever. Right, yeah.
I mean, but all the players have told us year after year, it's the same offense. Mm-hmm. Just different play caller, maybe. This time, it's everyone telling us it's an entirely different offense.
No, yeah. I mean, and like I said, that's fair. But yesterday was the first day of him actually trying to implement something new.
I agree. And that's why I think it's okay right now that he struggles.
Okay.
But I'm not going to pretend that if we start getting closer to preseason in August and we're hearing that it's continuing in camp, then it matters.
That's a different conversation. Now, if Jalen looks a couple weeks from now when training camp starts like he looked yesterday, now we have a problem.
So to me, I'll say it like this. Think of it like the first quiz or test in the marking period, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have all the way, like the final exam on this isn't until, you know, I guess the end of training camp and the start of the season. That's when it all really begins. But starting yesterday is when you start getting those quizzes. You start getting those quizzes, pop quizzes, a test here and there. And to me, I'm going to add it all together, and then I'm going to have a grade by the end of training camp. Like, all right, I feel pretty good. All right, Jalen's gotten this down. He's comfortable, and he's throwing with timing and rhythm, and there's, you know, limited turnovers, and he's hitting people on stride. That's what I'm hoping for. And then we go into the season, and I'll have optimism. But, you know, if it's a lot of this, then I'm going to say, what was this training camp? You know, where is he right now compared to where he needs to be? 215-592-9494. Does it matter to you how Jalen Hurts looks in training camp in this summer with all these practices? It does to me, Hugh, out here blaming the media. Okay, before we go any further. You did it. I didn't do that. Can we hear from some of the players yesterday after practice? Let's start with Jalex Hunt. He's part of a defense that is getting the better of the offense right now, but Jalex says, just watch out for this offense. It's coming.
The offensive guys have been talking about, obviously, running a new offense. What's it look like from the other side? I mean, is it, you know, can you tell you're going against a new offense? Is it tougher to know what's coming?
Man, I won't tell you anything about our offense. But what I will say is it's going to be dangerous. The people we have on that side of the ball is second to none in the league. They're second to none in the league. You have a powerful running back, a very capable quarterback who commands the team, commands the offense very well. We have a great receiving core just added with Lemon. So, it's pieces, firepower everywhere. So, for any team, for us, you don't know what's coming. You don't know who can strike. You know, a lot of times in the NFL, you have a ranking list of who we need to stop. But when you have an offense like ours, you stop one, then it's just a matter of time when the next one is going. So that's what I'd say about our offense right now.
Well, that was good to hear. A couple things I thought, Hugh, listening to Jalex there. Number one, good to hear, and he's obviously confident in the guys they have. Mm-hmm. Second thing is, I think it's kind of interesting that they put him at the podium first day of mandatory minicamp.
That's the guy you want to hear from.
Well, but in the past, he was way down the
He was
the
like
list.
A cog in the wheel. He wasn't, one of the, he wasn't like, one of the main cogs.
It feels like he's growing up in front of our eyes, right? Like,
oh,
he's getting the treatment of, we got to send a defensive player out there.
He that dude.
Send Jalex Hunt out.
That's pretty cool.
Look, I think he's one of the more underrated players we have here.
Definitely.
I think we're almost not realizing how much he's grown in 2 years. So it's cool to hear from. Also cool to hear from Lane Johnson, who we really hadn't heard from the entire offseason, right? There were the questions of if he was going to retire, what the heck happened with his foot last year. Let's hear Lane Johnson here talking about the new offense.
You said that the offense, you hope that the offense won't be as stagnant as mm-hmm. it was last year. What do you see now, both on the field and in the classroom, that gives you the confidence that it won't?
Yeah, it's just different points of emphasis. I think run game is, you know, you have the ability to stretch at front side, but also the running back has the ability to read backside blocks more than maybe what we did in previous years. So I just think it's, for us, it really does a good job of allowing us to run. We have a lot of athletic guys up front, so being able to stretch the field, make the D tackles run, make the linebackers run, cover all this ground, and then I think setting up with a play action is just going to be, it's going to be a whole lot tougher to distinguish what we're doing, a whole lot harder to catch on tails with stuff that we're doing. So I think this stuff is a lot easily, you know, we can disguise it more. And, I've watched this system, Kubiak, Shanahan's style of offense, you know, from afar, and I've always envied wanting to, you know, be a part of it. So here I am after all these years getting a chance. Not to say that we're going to be better, but, you know, there's a lot to learn, but I think we have the ability to be more than what we were last year. Be a lot more than what we were in the run game. And I think it's going to open up the pass game too.
What'd you hear? what do you got?
No, I'm hearing him talking about, he's talking about how you know, they're going to – like the blocking scheme. Mm-hmm. That's what really jumped out to me was the blocking scheme in all of this and how it's going to allow you with certain sets you have and certain looks that you have that you're going to be able to disguise a lot. I feel like this is going to be, you know, one of those offenses. It's going to be a lot of pulling. It's going to be a lot of misdirection. That's what it feels like. When he was talking about that, guys – you know, pulling, well, not pulling, but he said guys being athletic and getting down the field and stuff. I thought about traps, CTOs, wrong shoulder and stuff. Like when the defensive end has to sit on the line and the tackle blocks down and you have to look and see what's coming. You don't want a knife in there too fast because it might be a bootleg or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just a lot of brain wrestling at the line of scrimmage. That was the first thing I thought of. And when you asked me, that's why I was like, man, it just took me back.
Yeah.
Into that mold, like not so much like the D tackles, those are the ones that are probably going to get most of that work because you're talking about crossing blocks and all the other stuff. That's what immediately jumped in my head when I heard him talking.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned bootleg there. I mean, Jalen's legs could play off of that, right?
Yes.
You have to be wary of that. So I that was interesting, your perspective. I heard when I heard him talk about how he was almost watching from afar with this kind of offense, right? Shanahan, Kubiak,
mm-hmm.
and saying he wished he could do that one. Doesn't it feel like the way they talk, they realized the league caught up to all these years of the way they were running
offense?
Yeah,
they got stagnant.
They knew that.
Yeah. But
and they had no answers last year. They got stagnant. Everyone knew it was coming, and they got crushed.
You can't get comfortable. And I've always said that in order to be successful, you had to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And you've heard people talk about in the past, and they've said it, and they've tried to be nice about it. But like, hey, man, we're the same. You got to evolve and change mm-hmm. every year. And that's what I got from yesterday. For Jalen, this is his uncomfortable time, but it's just the first day. So as he goes through this, I fully expect him to go out there today and have a better day than he had yesterday. Now, how much better? Don't know. It might not be a giant leap. It might be a small leap,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be a better day than it was yesterday.
All right, let's hear one more from Lane talking about Sean Mannion, his impressions of the new Eagles offensive coordinator.
First impressions of Sean Mannion.
Man, super smart guy. So he played with Isaac in college at Oregon State. So I obviously asked Isaac about him. But, you know, him being here at this age, you're not going to be here without a, you know, brilliant offensive mind. But he's very good with players, very personable. And, we see, you know, what his vision is. And we're still picking up, you know, learning, you know, stuff through film and, you know, way Green Bay did it when he's in Green Bay. But he's very good, very assertive, very big on communication. So, you know, we're just getting started. We'll turn it up more in training camp. But, yeah, I'm just really, really excited what we could be and what this offense could be.
I mean, it sounds like across the board, Mannion has made a good first impression
optimism.
On all of them.
Yep. Yeah, optimism.
Well, I mean, of course, and then you take the fact that last year was so rough for them that they're probably even more interested in buying in on this. Like, let's just go. Let's go with this new offense.
I totally agree.
You're right over there?
Yes.
Why are you laughing?
I'm just laughing. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm just happy to be here. All right. Happy to be here, but now we got to talk to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Hugh.
Yo.
What's up? Those gummies you take, are they prescription?
The gummies? No, I don't take. I'll take prescription gummies.
You need
gummies.
To get a prescription for dealing with this knucklehead every day.
Mm-hmm. Who am I dealing with, Jay?
Ahab over there.
I just wanted to hear you say Ahab.
So Jay, it doesn't matter how. All right, Jay, it doesn't matter how the quarterback plays in practice this summer.
He sat there and played the tapes of a Hall of Fame tackle, saying they learning. He excited his new stuff. We ain't get it all yet, but we still learning. He acted like Jalen, the only one that got to learn the offense.
No, I'm not. Now I'll go back on hold because we're gonna have to make some changes here, Jay. If you want to be part of the show, you have to have a conversation. Like nobody wants to hear you just ramble. Nobody. So if you want to go back and forth, we'll do it. But like I'm not listening to the Jay in West Philly show for five whole minutes. So if you have something to say, say, and then we'll go back and forth. I never said he's the only one. In fact, last week I said this is on everyone. The offensive line is brand new blocking scheme. Saquon's never done this. He was calling Todd Gurley. The receivers, it's on all of them. Specifically, does it matter to you how Jalen looks in practice? That's what we're discussing. Jay, you got the floor now.
You didn't say it was everybody. You just come on, Jalen's this bad in practice. He got to play with other people, right or wrong. Ahab, you the only one on offense playing?
Does it matter to you how he plays in practice? Everyone knows he's not, Jay. Like, why do you...
Okay, then, so why you come on talking about, oh, Jalen looked bad in practice?
Well, he did.
The receiver
well,
run the wrong route because he's learning a new scheme.
Oh, so now we've arrived to the portion of the excuse
it's
program. I got you, yeah.
No, listen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen, Ahab. Mm-hmm. You got the ability to hit the pause button. Let me talk because you're spewing nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
The stupid stuff that you're sitting there saying. You sat there and played the tapes of the players saying that they learned something new. They're excited. The defensive player that you lost and came on there and said they got weapons coming from all over the place. Now, what's your response to that?
Does it matter to you how Jalen Hurts looks in practice this summer? It's a yes or a no.
You keep going back to Jalen. What's your fascination, Jalen? You probably got a Jalen alarm clock.
Yeah, Jay, look, I'm gonna break some news to you. Ready for this? He's the quarterback of the Eagles and the most important player.
So that's the fascination, Jay.
That's the fascination.
But you don't want... But the Hall of Fame right tackle sitting there, he learned in the same offense, and he said we still learning, but that's nothing to you.
No, I said I expect struggles. So I'm saying starting today, today's practice, yesterday, July 28th, 29th, 30th, August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. Does it matter to you day to day how Jalen looks? If it doesn't, Jay, just say it doesn't. If it does, say it does. Which is it?
Just like when...
Okay.
Hey, that's just like when you came from Knights. Right or wrong?
Just like when I came from Knights? Explain.
Didn't you work at Nighttown?
Yes, I did.
With producers and all that?
Absolutely.
So when you came up to the midday, that was something new, right? You had to learn it, right?
Yeah, totally. I think it's a good analogy. Sure.
All right, then.
Sure.
Why can't he learn this stuff? You saying he can't learn it?
No, I didn't say
it.
No, you're again, as every one of
I'm
our conversations, you're misunderstanding the conversation. No, I mean, the hold button is where you go. You're misunderstanding the conversation. I never said there won't be ups and downs, and I never said he can't learn something. My perspective is, I think this summer really matters for Jalen. How he looks, how he transitions through this, and hopefully gets better every day. I'm not just going to have my head in the sand and say, if he's bad all summer, it's no big deal. Just like, if he's good all summer, I will still, that's a big deal. That's great. That means he's moving quickly through this. And maybe he's really going to nail this when the season starts. The question is, does it matter to you how he performs in practice this summer? Because we got a lot of people out there, a lot of eyeballs, saying he didn't look good so far. That's the conversation. I will give you one more shot, Jay, before we're done with today.
So now the summer is consisted of one day?
Okay, we're done. I mean, I just, the inability to have just a reasonable conversation is bananas. Yeah,
it's a masterclass at just missing the point.
I mean, it's...
That's classic Jay.
There's never been anyone like him. There never will be anyone again.
Well, thankfully.
And I blame Hugh for it. All right, 215-592-9494.
Hugh tells people to live their truth.
No, because I sense Douglas Jay. Has more to say today.
Maybe,
I
agree.
He's giggling over there. I can see it in his eyes.
He's a little muzzled today.
I know.
What's going on?
There's a Dalton thing to him today. It's been an Andy Dalton week for you.
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
No, this weather's nice.
Okay. What do you want to say that you won't say?
I ain't got nothing to say.
Just say it.
I ain't got nothing to say.
What are you worried about?
I ain't worried about nothing.
Oh, you're worried about the Jalen people.
No, I ain't worried about the Jalen Knights. I ain't said nothing.
I know. I think I know why.
What?
Mm-hmm. You're worried about the Jalen people.
I sleep good at night.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep good. I'm not worried about nobody thinks about my taste. I'm just listening.
It's
nothing for me to say. I ain't got nothing to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a talk show host. So.
I have to say, but I'm not. You know, I ain't got nothing to say.
Okay. Well, maybe you have something to say about this. We do have a prize to give away, so we could do that now. Because now I need to breathe here after talking to Jay.
Jay gets in.
Well, 10:45, Jay. I need to warm up to that nonsense.
He is brutal. Dude.
Well, it's not even that he disagrees with me. We're not even having the same conversation. What are you talking about, man? All right, can we give away these tickets? Well, it might take some time, but we're going to try. We have a pair of tickets. Tomorrow night, the Mylotta Family Foundation launch concert ticket giveaway. We got two tickets tomorrow night. Doors open 6 p.m. Stateside Live. And look, special appearance by Cooper DeJean, Saquon, Lane Johnson, ton of other players. StatesideLive.com for your tickets, or you can win them with a game we call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Hughes Clues and you.
All right, you know, I love this game, and I love the fact that, you know, this gets the competitive juices flowing. So I'm going to make this one kind of easy for you. It's going to be real easy. So the first clue is this. This is a decades-old franchise.
Decades-old
franchise.
Yes.
Okay, that's an interesting clue. Yeah. I mean, that could open up to a lot of different
franchises. I actually think
franchises.
It's a very solid clue.
Yeah, okay.
Relative.
I mean, I'm interested in today. Yeah, well, it's all relative.
You got to kind of listen to the show. And
that's already a struggle for a lot of people.
Yeah. Do you think listening to the show are going to lead people to today's answer?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't know if we've talked about this before.
I don't think we have.
Well, we've I like to give context clues.
Yes.
And sure. This is not the first time that I've alluded to context clues when it comes to Hughes clues.
That's true.
And, you know, I gave a few, you know, at the beginning of the show.
Well, all you need to know about people's ability to listen to the show is that they think we're freaking out about how he played yesterday.
But that wasn't
which we're not at all.
No, we just have different views on it. I, for one, just thought it was a little heavy-handed. Is that the word I want to use? Heavy-handed. It was a little over the top.
Foul play on the reporting.
But how should it be reported?
Well, because
if you were there, right? Let's say
you know what?
Report only the good things.
You watched Jalen throw interception, throw over Devontae said. How would you frame the people?
You know what, Joe? You're right. They are giving it to the people the way that they see it, but it's also the way it was written. Like, you know, keywords like trigger words like struggling. I guess it is a struggle, but it's like, hey, Jalen threw a pick. First year in offense, you know, yada, yada, yada. I would have probably worded it different.
But doesn't that sound like excuses?
It's not an excuse.
I'm wondering.
It's, you know what it is? And I'll be totally honest with you. It's the former player in me knowing that
And we're back.
It's the former player in me knowing that the offense is going to be behind. And it was something that Jalen Hunt said. He sees the vision. Like, even though the offense isn't playing well, they're picking him off left and right, they see the vision. Now, it's hard, like, and I'm not trying to jump on the reporters because they report what they see. But it's certain things during the practices that I feel like you just can't pick up on because you're not a part of it. Not trying to, you know, say that, you know, you got to play football or whatever. I'm not Ryan Clarking anybody. But there's a lot of nuance that goes into getting the offense to where it's going. And it's just interesting to me that the guys out there that are in it, they see the vision.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been implemented yet. That's all.
I guess for me, there's enough evidence of Jalen playing really well in practice, even in new offenses. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so if he's done that before, why not this time?
Yeah, the first thing that jumps in my mind that I'm thinking about is for him, knowing that there has been reports that he's uncomfortable being under center. So for me, that's kind of like, you know, when you step back and you turn around and now you have to surveil the field and see where people are going instead of just watching
it
unfold. So that, like, I guess the biggest thing for him right now is the way he processes stuff. He has to speed up. He has to speed up that computer.
Yep.
You got to speed up his
and
process.
To be clear, I don't think that he struggled yesterday is a big deal. Not yesterday. But I do think that this summer, every practice, it all matters. Like, to me, how Jalen looks, how the offense looks today, through training camp, you add it all together, like a semester of school. It matters. It's not just, you know, like for, you know, some quarterbacks, some schemes, some teams, some quarterbacks that have been in schemes for a long time. It's like, whatever. I don't need to read a single practice report unless there's an injury. Just wake me up on September 13th. I'm sure that team will move the football. That's not how I feel about this year, this team, this quarterback, this scheme. This matters. Every day, stacking good days matters. All right, Elliot's going to join us coming up. He was there yesterday. He'll tell us more about what he saw from Jalen and the offense's take on all this. Will Hugh grill Elliot on his reporting after what he did to all the reporters?
Like the only one I have respect for is Elliot. So I'm just going to ask him.
Wow.
The
only Eagles reporter that he has respect
for
is Elliot.
You're starting a war with the Beats.
I like Marcus Hayes too, though. But he's low at the top sometimes. he's a lot.
Hold on, didn't you fix Jeff McClain in his podcast?
Oh, yeah, I did. Jeff owes me. He owes me money because he's doing well right
now.
Nobody
owes you anything.
Money.
All right.
Jeff owes me
money. But still no respect. Right, I mean, enough. You said Elliot's the only one you respect.
Those three. And after that.
Owes you money. You're out of your mind. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, your guest for Hughes Clues on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The world's biggest soccer tournament has arrived, and you could trade the entire tournament on Kelce. On Kelce, you can trade every match from the opening stage all the way to the final right now. Spain is trading at 17.9% to win the entire tournament, which means a $100 bet right now on Spain to win it all, $100 trade on Spain to win it all right now, it would pay out well over $500. All right, so right now on Kalshi, you're trading against peers in a live market, meaning there's no house. And as the probability changes, you could buy in and out of your position. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code GIGLIO to get $10 when you trade 10. KALSHI. Kalshi, trade the beautiful game.